T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
John Moses is the AA voice of the Altoona Curve, who had a pretty special night last night. John, good afternoon, and walk us through a walk-off winner.
Oh, boy, what a game. Left-hander Omar Cruz made his AA debut last night, filling in a spot in the rotation because Osvaldo Vito is away pitching for the Dominican Republic, the WBSC qualifier for the Tokyo Olympics. And Cruz was terrific, one unearned run on 5 hits, matched a career high with 6 innings pitched. And, you know, the Curve held a 2-1 lead after 6 innings thanks to a 2-run home run by Jonah Davis. But Harrisburg drew even in the top half of the 8th inning, eventually took the lead, a couple of wild pitches, scoring the go-ahead run. And really, when you're down to your last strike with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning, you can't but think to yourself, okay, maybe it's not our night. But Mason Martin got a fastball away from him over the plate and just crushed it over the wall in right center field. Just an awesome moment. And, you know, a nice win for Altoona last night, evening the series at 2 games apiece with Harrisburg.
27-18, the Altoona Curve. John, Mason Martin, is this power real? Is it projectable, not only at AAA, but at the big league level, you think?
Oh, yeah. 9 home runs is one of the top 3 totals in the AA Northeast League entering play today. It is majestic power. I mean, some of the biggest stuff. You know, I've had the pleasure of seeing in person in my 7 years doing minor league baseball, and it's pretty cool. He really can swing with, he doesn't even have to swing hard. And when he does, the ball goes a long way. I see a very bright future for Mason Martin's power at the plate.
So we heard last week, this time, as a matter of fact, it was last Saturday, that Pirates general manager Ben Cherington essentially mentioned what everybody had already known, not necessarily breaking news, that you know, they're intrigued about O'Neill Cruz in the outfield, and they were about to begin some early work, pregame work, of putting an outfielder's mitt on him. He's continued to play shortstop in the interim. He's not yet played in a game in the outfield. What are you noticing, and how is that going as far as Cruz working in the outfield? What's he doing?
Well, you know, I think it was earlier this week was the first time I saw him with that early work, you know, taking fly balls in center field off the jugs machine just to get an idea of what it looks like coming off the bat. So that happened earlier this week. I would expect it would be a couple weeks until they're probably comfortable with him playing center field in a game, just because, you know, it's a brand new position and you want to make sure.
Sorry not to interrupt you, John. You said center field. Or was he playing right field? I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, he was in center field when he was doing that drill a couple days ago. You know, just as I was saying, you know, I think it's probably going to be a couple weeks until he and the organization both feel comfortable with him playing the outfield in a game. You know, it's a brand new position for a guy who's played shortstop his entire life. So, you know, there's a lot of basic stuff that he's probably going to have to learn over the next few weeks before they feel comfortable with him playing in the outfield. But I'll tell you, Dan, what I've seen at shortstop is a guy who has really started to get more comfortable over the last couple of weeks. He's making the routine play. He's showing off that outstanding arm. And, you know, I've been pretty impressed with his progress at that spot over the course of the season.
So Cruz has not done any work in right field. It's been exclusively in center?
Not that I've seen in right field yet, but, you know, I'm sure he'll get some exposure there at some point over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, John Moses, AA Altoona. He's the voice of the Curve. Altoona is 27-18. who's doing primarily most of the work with him pregame? Is it Miguel Perez, the manager, or are they bringing in roving guys? Who's helping him work this into his toolkit?
Well, our bench coach, Gary Green, was a longtime infield coordinator for the Pirates over the last few years, and he's here every day, and I see daily work with Gary Green out on the field with our guys. And, you know, it's Jiwon Bae when he's healthy to play, Rodolfo Castro, O'Neill Cruz, you know, taking everyday lessons from Gary Green. You know, he's got a lot of experience and is, you know, one of the great instructors, I think, that the Pirates have at their disposal. And, you know, I would say Altoona is fortunate to have him because he brings so much experience. So I think the coaches will observe that it's every guy that will, you know, share their observations and their instruction. But to my eyes, I've seen Gary Green the most with the infielders this year.
Pre-game coverage, Pirates Cardinals. We continue our conversation with John Moses, play-by-play man for AA Altoona. They have a game tonight hosting Harrisburg at People's Natural Gas Field. O'Neill Cruz, is the bat ready for an advancement to AAA? And is it the glove work and that early work with Gary Green, because he is so special, which is maybe keeping O'Neill Cruz in AA for the time being to get that indoctrination to the outfield?
You know, what I've seen at the plate is a guy that has some really special bat speed. You know, but I think it's important to remember that at this level, you know, including what he played here in 2019, he's only around 320, 330 at bats or so at this level. And that is still pretty young in terms of experience for AA. So, you know, while the bat's been impressive, you know, I think a lot of evaluators like to see something like 500 at bats at a level before they feel comfortable making an observation and then making a decision about whether he's ready for a promotion or not. So I would say there's probably some more development time that really every guy on the roster could benefit from here at AA.
Who's your most advanced hitter right now? Is it Rodolfo Castro? Is it Mason Martin? Who would be the next guy? Not trying to pluck a number of great players off the AA roster. I know that, you know, the Curve fans, they love their winners, and they want to see guys stick around for as long as possible. But it's inevitable here that guys are going to be going up before too long, and I'm curious as to who you may see, John, as the first man up to Indianapolis.
You know, it could be Rodolfo Castro. He's been on fire here in the month of June. You know, around his last 19 games or so, he's hitting about 400, and it's a lot of power that's starting to come through. You know, he's got 9 home runs on the campaign, which is tied for the team high. But I've been really impressed with the professional approach that Kaden Smith and Jigba brings every day. Since Jiwon Bae was injured about 2 weeks ago now, Kanan has bumped up to the number 2 slot in the batting order, and he probably has the best eye at the plate of any batter that Altoona has had this year. And that has become more and more evident the longer he bats in that number 2 spot in the order. Just really impressed with the way that he prepares himself each day. And I think he brings probably the most professional approach to the plate right now for Altoona.
We're chatting with John Moses. He's the voice of the Altoona Curve, AA. Tonight they've got the Harrisburg Senators. They walked off Harrisburg. Mason Martin hit a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 9th inning with the Curve down 1. Really exciting game for Altoona. What does Roansy Contreras still have to check off at the AA level? Because everything that he's done, it looks like even on some of the days that he's had quote-unquote rough outings by his standards, he's still putting up some pretty impressive numbers and still garnering a ton of swing and miss.
Yeah, I mean, Roansy continues to show like a pitcher who has the ability to pitch at the top end of a major league rotation. Talking about 3+ pitches, that outstanding curveball. The slider has come a long way this year. A very good changeup and the fastball velocity. I mean, it's 95 to 98 pretty consistently. It is the type of profile that you dream on at the top of a major league rotation. As far as what he's working on, you know, I think it's sort of thinking along with hitters and reading the swings of batters that he induces at the plate. You know, some pitchers will tell you when they get to the big leagues that, you know, once they can read the reaction of hitters going forward, That in turn allows them to adjust their game plan based on what the hitter is telling them and not necessarily on what a coach is telling them. So I think that's probably the next step for Rowanzi is, you know, understanding that element of pitching. And boy, when he hits that level, he's going to be a monster. When he can start to make his own adjustments within a game and within an at bat and understand what stuff is working best for him and how to get this guy out, he's going to be really scary.
If and when he struggles, John, because we only see the line, you know, we see some highlights on social media. We don't get to watch him pitch per pitch. We don't get to see that nuance that you do as a play-by-play broadcaster who's just locked in on every pitch. If and when he's struggling, what is the issues for Rowanzi Contreras? Because you just look at the line, you look at the day-by-days, all of those things just statistically on a computer screen, and there seems to be very little flaw or very little challenge to Rowanzi Contreras at the AA level, but I'm sure there's more to that, and I'm hoping that you can fill in those blanks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a little bit about, you know, maybe losing the release point on a specific breaking ball a little bit. Like, you know, the slider, for example, you know, he won't have the best angle on it. And when he misses with it once, you know, that'll be a reason that, you know, a mistake is made because it backs up and it ends up over the middle of the plate. Or, you know, that release point, you know, it can come and go a little bit. But I will say, I'm so impressed by his demeanor on the mound. He never has a negative reaction. You never see what I would interpret as poor body language. He just takes a deep breath, gets right back on the mound, and seems determined to get the next pitch to be his best of the outing. And, you know, I think that attitude is a great way to approach yourself as a pitcher. And he's just has a great, cool, calm, collected vibe about him when he's out on the mound. And, you know, I think that will really serve him well going forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.